Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Most people know you're an economist that analyzes the flooring business, been doing it most of your career, and I'm sure your analysis is in high demand. I had a friend of mine tell me last night, he said, you know, look where we are today. The worst pandemic since 1918, the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression, and worst rioting since 68. So how's business?
Everybody's waiting for the floor report.
Yeah, I bet.
And as you know, that's a joint venture between Floor Focus and Market Insights. So
yeah. So what is your outlook? What's your crystal ball telling you?
We're actually looking right now at a V-shaped recovery.
Seriously?
Yeah. Now, it's not a sharp V.
Yeah.
It's more of a wide V. But we're looking at the second half of this year, especially the fourth quarter, being a pretty strong quarter. But, you know, overall, because the first half of the year is down around 19-20%, the second half being up 9% makes us down 6% for the year, it looks like. The good thing is two things. One, this whole recession was sort of self-inflicted in a sense that the whole industrialized world shut their economies down in reaction to the pandemic. And so the banking system is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed has been pumping money into it to keep it liquid, so companies are going to be able to get financing. The unemployment rate has skyrocketed, mm-hmm. but we should see some of that dissipate in the second half of the year when businesses start to reopen and people start to go back to work and resume their normal occupation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into a few details, some things we're hearing out there. One is that based on that scenario I set just a minute ago, the flooring companies, the major flooring companies we're talking to, are saying that sales, yeah, they're off, but they're not way off. So I guess the importance of fixing up the shelter has risen to a higher priority. You know, people aren't eating out as much. They aren't traveling. They don't have a vacation planned. Those that are still employed have revenue. And a lot of them, like you and me, have been at home a lot. And they're saying, well, why don't we do this? And they're fixing some stuff up. So that's risen up, don't you think?
Absolutely. People are also, of course, working more from home.
Yep.
And they're fixing up their homes to better accommodate that as well. Making a more functional work area in the home is becoming more important, too. The one thing I was surprised was that the government does a quarterly e-commerce analysis, and I would have expected e-commerce sales to be through the roof, but they're not.
Yeah.
They've kind of leveled off, up slightly. But I think e-commerce is still going to be overall important, not so much in the flooring industry because of the nature of the product. But, yeah, I think things are going to change in the way America does business.
Mm-hmm.
We're also probably going to see some revamping in commercial businesses to handle the new norm, as they say.
Yeah. Let's slice it up a little bit. We've got basically three sectors out there. You got your residential replacement, and I'm hearing that traffic is down still, but those that are coming in, almost everyone that's come in the store is making a buy, so that's good to hear. That's still depressed a little bit. The builder market had a long backlog of orders, so it's been humming along like nobody's business. They're a little afraid that might taper off in the third or fourth quarter, but that's the outlook there. Got the commercial market, interesting analysis there. They had a big backlog as well. They've been doing fine, especially those that weren't shut down by governors. And that backlog is probably going to continue to take them through the year. And I was listening to an interview with the guy who stepped in as president of the IIDA, and he was talking about how busy his firm was as they look at changing the workplace to accommodate the fear of catching the virus. So they've been busy changing the workplace. A lot of people want to speculate around what's going to be the office building demand. Some people are saying, oh, these workers, they're not ever going to go back. You and I, maybe it's anecdotally, but we have children at home or have had children at home, and they can't wait to get back to work, can they?
That's right. There's also something to be said for the cross-pollination of innovation that occurs when people are in a group. That doesn't occur when you're on a Zoom meeting or looking at an image on a screen. There's going to be two steps forward, one step back with this whole process. And some companies are probably going to go back to the way it was, and other companies are not. There are so many question marks with this whole situation because we've never been through this kind of thing before.
Right. And so my audience doesn't think this is just two guys jawing. I mean, you actually buy some economic reports, some different forecasts, and you just got one recently that's pretty bullish, isn't it?
Yeah, from Moody's Analytics. I've been on the phone with them trying to understand where they're coming from with this. And we've looked at it and kind of tamped down some of their enthusiasm because we don't necessarily agree with some of their numbers. Mm-hmm. I do believe the economy is strong, the banking system is strong, and we're going to come out of this. Now, pricing with the tariffs and with inflation are going to be on the rise, but that can't be helped. On the other hand, you know, businesses are going to benefit from probably a short-term continuation of low raw material costs with oil prices being down. That's going to help, and we'll see what happens. I'm kind of bullish on what's going to happen with the country. So, but
Moody's was calling for like a 7% growth in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, I think that'll happen. Next year, well, let me say this. It's going to take up to about 2022 for all the unemployment, for us to get back to where we were, yeah, employment-wise. There's so much dislocation that's been going on, not the least of which has been through some government policies as to who can stay open and who can't. The government has picked and chose certain retailers and certain industries that they can stay open and others can't, and it doesn't seem to have a rhyme or reason to it. And those businesses are going to have to fight harder to get back to where they were.
Yeah. All right, Santo, thanks for giving our audience a quick look at the analysis you've been doing. Again, we've been talking to Santo Tursivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.